With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide a new representative in the November 4th election. Zach Dasher is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Well, Zach, you've talked about a return to the Constitution and following those principles. For you, what issues are at the forefront of that message?
Well, first and foremost, I think we need to start with our Declaration of Independence. In 1901, the Supreme Court ruled that we should read the Constitution in the spirit of the Declaration of Independence, which says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that we're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. So this is really the crux of our system of government, is that it's that our rights do not come from politicians. They don't come from men. They don't come from kings. Our rights come from God. It's a non-arbitrary, non-movable anchor, and that's the foundation. So when we talk about the Constitution, we need to begin with the natural rights.
What do you consider the largest problem facing the district, and how do you address that?
Well, the largest problem facing this district, it's that we don't have jobs. You know, right now in America, we have the lowest labor participation rate in my lifetime. I'm 36 years old, and we have fewer people working in the United States of America today than at any point in history. So it's the same thing in the 5th District. We need jobs, jobs, and jobs. We need to pass legislation that promotes that type of economic activity.
You know, people look at jobs and benefits. We talk about health insurance. The Affordable Care Act, would you stand to repeal it, rework it, or let it remain?
We need to repeal it completely. And here's why, because we need to remember the premise of the entire program, as Obama said himself, was to move toward a single-payer system. Now, I'm a proponent of the free market. I believe it works. I think history has proven that free markets work. I think that, any socialized system of any type of economy is always ended in utter failure. So, you know, we need to move away from that, and we need to move back towards free market solutions to healthcare. Repeal it and replace it with something that puts the patients in charge.
The incumbent leaned on support of your relatives, the Robertson family of Duck Dynasty, in the last campaign. Your uncle, Phil Robertson's been at the center of debate over comments in a GQ magazine article, recently his view on ISIS militants. Why the decision to bring him into fundraising and campaigning on your behalf?
Oh, well, I mean, we obviously want to raise money. It takes money to win these things. But, you know, Phil is, I respect him a lot, but I think that there's a large portion of our population, especially here in the 5th District, that believe in conservative values. You know, we celebrate freedom of speech, and I'm not going to, you know, disown him, or I'm not going to, you know, not let him participate in the campaign that he wants to participate in because of, he expresses his views.
What differentiates your platform from other conservatives in this race?
We're taking it down to the core philosophy. And I think this is important because you can tell a lot about a man by the philosophy that he holds. And I think we need well-intentioned, but not just well-intentioned. I think we have to have folks who have a philosophically vetted idea, something that where they've really thought it down to the base. And the base of my platform is this, and I unabashedly proclaim this everywhere we go, that freedom of any sort, whether it be markets, whether it be free societies, freedom, liberty, must begin with God. Because if there is no God, then who determines the value of your life? Well, we would determine it for ourselves, but it's not just any of us that gets to determine it. It's the one with the biggest stick, which happens to be your federal government, because they have missiles, tanks, and weapons of mass destruction. So we're the only candidate that I know of that I've heard talking about this natural law, which just so happens to be the foundation of the American system. It's not very politically popular or politically correct, but it is truth.
Zach Dasher is a candidate on the November 4th ballot for the 5th Congressional District seat. Zach, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, Bob.